الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفى. ما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters with a new or with a continuation of our session and the preparation for Ramadan. And as is written on the bar up in the rule, the merits of Ramadan of fasting. We have already spoken about a couple of the merits and virtues and benefits of fasting. And today we are with the merit number 14. And it is that the fasting intercedes for the person who fasts. As in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad Tabarani al-Mu'jam al-Kabir and Ibn Abi Dunya in the book of Hangerness, as well as al-Hakim in his Mustadrak, and authenticated by al-Hakim, who said it is on the condition of Imam Muslim, as well as authenticated by Imam Albani in Sahih al-Targhib, Volume 1, Hadith number 411. On the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أول القرآن يشفعان للعبد يوم القيامة. Fasting and Quran will intercede for the slave in the day of resurrection. يقول الصيام, fasting says, أي ربي, O my Lord, إني منعته الطعام والشهوة. I prevented him from food and desire. فشفعني به, so accept my intercession for him. ويقول القرآن, and the Quran says, ربي منعته النوم بالليل. O my Lord, I prevented him sleeping at night. فشفعني به, so accept my intercession for him. قال فيشفعان, so the Messenger of Allah said, and they will intercede, and if that intercession is going to be accepted until they take him to the Jannah. The merit number 15 is that the person who is in fasting has a supplication that would never be rejected. As in the hadith reported by Al-Uqaydi in his book Al-Du'afa and Al-Bayaqin Shu'ab al-Iman on the third of Abu Hurairah anhu, and Ibn Masi Ibn Asakir and authenticated by Imam Al-Bani in Sahih al-Jami', hadith number 3030. What is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? ثلاث دعوات مستجابة. Three supplications are accepted. دعوة الصائم, the supplication or invocation of the person who is fasting. ودعوة المظلوم, and the supplication of the person who's been oppressed. وَدَعْوَةُ الْمُسَافِرِ, and the person who is in trouble. And in other narration, which is reported by Abu al-Hasan ibn Mahrawiya in his book Al-Thulathiyat and Al-Diya Al-Maqdisi in his book Al-Mukhtara, on the authority of Anas ibn Malik and Al-Bani authenticated it in Sahih al-Jah number 3032, where the Prophet ﷺ said, "Talada da'awati la turat." Three supplications would never be rejected. Da'awatul walidi ala waladi. Da'awatul walidi li waladi. A supplication from the father to his son. Wa da'awatul sa'im, and the supplication of the person who is fasting. Wa da'awatul musabir, and the person, and the supplication of the person who is in trouble. And in the hadith reported by Ibn Hibban in Sahih, Ahmad in Al-Musnad and Al-Tayalisi, as well as Al-Bayhaqi, Ibn Abi Shayba, Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Tirmidhi said it is Hassan, Ibn Hajar in Amal al-Adhkar said this hadith is Hassan, and it is reported by Al-Bazzar in his Musnad. So this hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said, "Salaatun la turaddu da'watun." Three persons, their supplication would not be rejected. As-sa'imu hina yuftar. Person who's fasting when he at the breakfast time, breakfasting time, or breaking fast time. And by that we know that while he is fasting, whatsoever supplication he made, it is going to be accepted. When he is breaking his fasting, there also, whatsoever supplication he makes, it is going to be accepted. When Imam al-Adil and the justice ruler, or the just ruler, وَدَعْوَةُ الْمَظْلُومِ, and the supplication of the one who's been oppressed. So this was the merit number 15. And then there is another merit, number 16. As in the hadith by Abd ibn Humayd, and of Diyah in his book Al-Mukhtara on the authority of Anas. And this hadith is authenticated by Albani in Sahih al-Jami' hadith number 3097, as well as in Al-Sirsir al-Sahiha hadith number 1810, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, جعل الله عليكم صلاة قوم أبرار. الله تعالى من supplication for you, supplication of pious people, and this means that the angels who are doing that. Obligation. As in the other hadith, when the person is an invited for a meal or food, he would then after he eats, he would say, as in the hadith, for obligation for people who invited him, Sallat alaykum al-malaika, meaning the angels will seek forgiveness for you. يقومون الليل ويصومون النهار. So these pious people, their sign is that they spend the night standing praying and fasting during the day. ليسوا بأئمة ولا فجار. They are not imams, but they are not also impersonals. And the murder number 17, as in the hadith reported by Tirmidhi on the servant of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as well as Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, and Imam Muslim in his Sahih, and Ibn Hibban in his Sahih as well. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَان, the person who is fasting is having two times happiness. فَرْحَةٌ حِينَ يُفْتَر, one when he breaks his fasting, وَفَرْحَةٌ حِينَ يَلْقَى رَبَّهُ, and the second is when he stands before Allah. As Imam Ibn Rajab al-Asqalani, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, رحمه الله تعالى, said, the happiness that happens to the person who is fasting at the time of his fasting, at the time of breaking fast, is that the souls are created as, yani, with a natural desire for food, drink, and sexual enjoyment. So when it is prevented from that for a certain time, and is permitted to take that and enjoy it, this is a great happiness to him. So that was the merit number 17. Merit number 18 is that the smell of the person who is fasting, although to mankind it is bad, but to Allah it is a very, very beautiful smell, very nice smell. As in the hadith reported by Ibn Hibban, and the chain of narration of it is about the condition of the two Imams, Bukhari and Muslim. And it is also reported by Muslim and Nasa'i. And the hadith is on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنُ آدَمْ لَهُ إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ, that Allah ta'ala said, all the deeds of mankind is for him, except fasting, and fasting is for me, and I'm the one who rewards for it. وَالصِّيَامُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجِّبِهِ وَلَخَلُوفُ, and the smell, the mouth smell of the person who is fasting, أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ, better than the smell of the mist, perfume, better than that. And in the hadith reported by Ibn Hibban as well, Ibn Khuzaima, Ahmad, Bukhari, Muslim, and Nasa'i, on the authority of Abu Huraira also, again, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala said, كُلُّ عَمَلْ ابْنِ آدَمَ لَهُ إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ, all the deeds of man is for him except fasting. فَوَلِي وَأَنَا أَجْرِبِ, and it is for me, and I am the one who rewards for it. وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ, by the one whom the soul of Muhammad is in his hands, لَخَلُوبُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ, the smell of the mouth of the person who is fasting, أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ, أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ, is better to Allah than the smell of the misk. للصائم فرحتان إذا أبطر فرح بفطره versus fasting will have two times happiness. Once he breaks his fasting, he gets happy. وإذا لقي الله فرح بصومه. And when he stands before Allah, he would be happy for his fasting that he is seeing heavy on the scale. And the mat number 19 is that as in the hadith, it's a shield or a shelter or a barrier for a Muslim from the fire. As in the hadith reported by Nasa'i on the third of Mu'adh, authenticated by Al-Albani in Sahih al-Jami', hadith number 3866. Where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, الصوم جن. ابن الأثير in his book النهاية في غريب الحديث, the strange words of الحديث, he said the meaning, معنى كوني جنة, the meaning of جنة أن يقي صاحبه, means it protects the one who is taking it, ما يؤذي, what harms him, من الشهوات, from the desires. So there is a protection from the fire and the devil's action. There is also protection in this life from the sins. As in the hadith reported by reported by Bukhari and others, Ya Ma'ashar al-Shabaab, all youth, Man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata, whomsoever finds enough money to spend for wedding, for marriage, let him then get married. فإنه غض للبصر as it lower than the gate وأحسن للفرج and it is a protection for the barbed parts. ومن لم يستطع الصوم ومن لم يستطع فعليه بالصوم, but the one who cannot or does not find this money or to marry, so he cannot marry, then let him to keep fasting. فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءَ. Keep fasting, as fasting is a protection from falling into the sin. So these couple of other merits and benefits of fasting, as well as virtues, and inshallah ta'ala we continue tomorrow, but again it is tomorrow at the same time at at 5 o'clock in the afternoon Saudi time. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi. If you have any question, you are welcome to raise your hand now, and inshallah ta'ala if we have answer, we're gonna answer a question, or we're going to, inshallah, in our session. Evan Samarudi, go ahead. Scream, _4, go ahead. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And it says, السلام عليكم. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. what if I have to travel out of the country in my fast? And it may become difficult with the timing, etc. How to do this? Well, if you are in trouble, you already given permission to break fast. And it is better for you to break fast to get out of the harmfulness of the harm and difficulties, and then you make that day after Ramadan when you are back to your country. That is the best way to do. Other than that, if you want to fast and that day in travel, that's up to you, but it is not the best thing. If you resist to fast, then you fast and you don't receive the sunset whatsoever. Wallahu a'lam. Okay, sleep says, is it for a woman to use contraceptive pills? Now, with the condition, as we said 2 days ago, it is permissible, but with the condition that it does not harm her. And this to be known by a trustworthy doctor who can give his opinion on that. Wallahu a'lam. نعم شافوهم يا حياكم. Shaboom, go ahead. Evan Samarudi, go ahead, scream, go ahead. Well, Sharif. At the masjid, Samarudi is saying, if the masjid, the masajid, are not praying 11 rak'ah, is it better to pray at home? No, it is not better to pray at home. It is better to pray with the imam, whatsoever number of rak'ah they make. As the Prophet ﷺ said, من قام خلف الإمام حتى ينصرف كتب له قيام ليلة. Shabum say, I'm a train driver, and on my job I'm able to break fast while driving, but may not be able to offer salah. Is it okay if I pray Maghrib with Isha? It is okay if you pray Maghrib with Isha, because Maghrib and Isha are from the salawat which can be combined together. That is permissible for the one who's traveling. Wallahu a'lam. Sharif says, does the bleeding of teeth after brushing the teeth invalidate fasting? No, it does not. And this is by, this is the opinion of almost all the ulama. I don't know any one of the ulama say that it breaks the fasting, but they all say it does not break fasting. Even those who say that donating blood or cupping breaks the or invalidate the fasting. They still do not say that the bleeding of teeth after brushing the teeth can invalidate the fasting. Don't say that. They say it does not invalidate. Wallahu a'lam. Om Riyad says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am a diabetic. If I fast, my sugar levels are low and I test to see how to by breaking my finger to take blood, will my fast be valid? Yes, the blood, the discharge of blood from other than, from any place in the body other than the woman's private part is not, yani, any bleeding other than the menses or the bleeding after delivery or the as they call it istihaba, the bleeding after the period. All these three are the bleeding of the menstruation, the menses, and bleeding after marriage are the only two bleedings that can invalidate fasting. Clubbing, there are different opinions on that, but what we believe in is that it does not even invalidate fasting. Although we say it's better to avoid it. But like this, taking sample of blood to test the sugar in blood or whatsoever test, that does not invalidate fasting. Wallahu a'lam. وإياكم بارك الله. آمين آمين جزاك الله خير. آمين. نعم عيش الكاف. باي. السلام عليكم. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. You said three obligations are accepted, but I did not quite understand. Well, did you also say traveler? Yes. We said not only, yani, in some hadith it says it was said three, but some hadith had additional, like the hadith reported by Al-Uqaydi in his book Al-Du'afa, as well as Al-Bayhaqi in Shu'ab al-Iman in the 30th of Abu Huraira. There the Prophet ﷺ said three supplications would not be rejected. It means it would be accepted. If the one who is fasting, the one who's been oppressed, and the traveler. And the other hadith, which is reported by Abu al-Hasan ibn Mahrawiya in his book al-Turathiyat, Abdiya in his book al-Mukhtar, and the Turk of Anas, and the Turk of Albani, as well as the one before it, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, da'awat al-da'awat, these obligations would not be rejected. Da'awat al-walid waladi, the dua from the father for his son. Not against, it means here for, and the person who's fasting and the traveler. And as al-Bayhaqi reported, then the Prophet ﷺ said the subrogation of the father or the parents, subrogation of the person who's fasting, subrogation of the traveler. And the other hadith, which is reported by Ibn Hibban, Ahmad, Tayalis al-Bayyaq, Ibn Abi Shaybah, Tirmidh, Ibn Majah, Ibn Hajar, as well as Al-Amali, who is that, as well as Al-Bani. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, الصائم حين ثلاثة لا ترد لا ترد دعوة. Three persons, their supplication would not be rejected. الصائم حين يفطر, the one who is fasting until he breaks his fasting. والإمام العادل, and the just ruler. ودعوة المظلوم and the da'wah of the oppressed person. نعم والله أعلم. Shaboom says, what is the meaning of the second happiness from fasting in the hadith of Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه standing before Allah? It means in the day of resurrection. When the person is resurrected, he will see his fasting and his records with a massive reward, so he would be happy for that. نعم والله أعلم. وإياك. Any other questions? If you don't have any questions, please put down your hand so we know. Okay, Samarud says, with regards to the acceptance of supplication, does this include the person who is sinning to but fasting? Sinning to but fasting? Yes. If you ask Allah to forgive you, your supplication will be accepted. Okay, yeah. Right, Shreve underscore 4, Shabloom. How many rak'at of Taraweeh, Tahajjud is recommended to pray? Can the rak'at of Taraweeh be split and prayed at different times of the night? نعم, there is no any limit to the rak'at of Taraweeh, or as you call it, Tahajjud or Qiyam al-Layl. All these three names are for one thing, which is praying at night. From after Isha until just before Fajr, this all can be called Taraweeh, because Taraweeh means the rest from Raha. Taraweeh from Raha, which is rest. The rest after every, for example, two rak'at or four rak'at, the rest. And as I said, there is no limit from the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم for this salah. But it is better, as some of the ulama said, it is better to yani do like do as well as what Aisha رضي الله عنها reported that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not use to pray more than 11 rak'at. But as we explained that before, first of all, she is reporting what she saw, and she did not see all the nights of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم at her time had 8 wives altogether, and he used to be every night in one house. So she saw 1 of 8 nights. 1 out of 8 nights. And as we said also, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that the Prophet prayed 13 rak'at at night. And as Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said in his book Al-Fatawa, that there, yani the Prophet ﷺ did not determine a number, did not limit a number. He could have done that. As he said, for example, rahimahullah imri'an salla qabl al-asr arba'a. May Allah put his mercy upon the person who prayed 4 rak'at before asr. So he determined the number. But in the issue of night prayers, he did not determine, did not limit it. So some of the ulama say to stick to the number of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, which is 11 or 13. And some others say it's up to the person. And some said, if you want to pray the number of ركعات of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم meaning 11, you pray them the way Aisha described it. Who described the number, she described the way. She said, don't ask how long they were, how beautiful they were. So, he صلى الله عليه وسلم used to pray long nights. Long nights. Now, Allah Shabnom says, if a person fasts but does not pray the five daily salat, then will his fasting be accepted? Well, it is like the person who builds a house without, as we say, without fundamental base. Or like building a house, a wooden house on the sea. This house would not resist for a long time. It will be collapsed very soon. It will collapse very soon. And if the person prays before declaring the shahada, would that salah be accepted? Of course no, because he is kafir and he is not yet Muslim. Salah is the second pillar. So the fasting is depending on salah. If the person prays fast but did not pray, this fasting is not going to be accepted. He has to pray. Although we say that the hadith من العهد الذي بيننا وبينه الصلاة فمن تركه فقد كفر, the difference between us and them, meaning the kuffar, is the prayer, so whomsoever abandon it or leave it, then this person is has rejected the deen, has made kufr. We say this kufr here is not a major kufr. Kufr do a kufr. And it means that the one who does not pray is not kafir until he denies the obligation of prayer. But yet we say that this fasting is not going to be accepted, because it needs the principle of the base, the fundamental. The base that fasting stands on, which is the salah. Shahadatayn and then salah. Now, and by that we end up our session today. Willing to see you tomorrow, inshallah. وجزاكم الله خيرا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.